Rockstar, welcome to the 46th episode of Bantwit. My name is Queen Rafi. This is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And for today's episode, my guest is Oluwaseun Akomolede, who is experienced in customer service management with a demonstrated history of working in sales, IT, and customer support roles. He is currently the head chandler at Fitila Candles, a handcrafted scented candle making company that produces clean, high quality, and environmentally friendly scented candles that are safe for the environment. And I spoke about the business of making candles, how he started, what his drive has been, how he's always just been busy all of his life. Like, his story is so interesting. We spoke about how you can get started in the scented making candle business, what the challenges have been, what his wins have been. This is a conversation that you have to definitely listen to. 2024 is coming. And if you've been thinking of what business can I start, may I present to you candle making. And guess what? I got Fitila to give me a small masterclass on how you can get started. So, listen in. My guest today is Oluwaseun Akomolede, and I am so excited to have him on. But he's better known as Fitila. Welcome to the show, Oluwaseun.
Yes, thanks for having me, Rafi. It's a pleasure to be here, finally.
Yeah, I'm so excited that you're here, and I know that, you know, about 2 weeks ago when we spoke, you did say you were going to be going back, you know, home for your dad's burial. Accept my condolences once again. And I think that made me want to start from, you know, before we know you as like the head chandelier at Fitila Candles, I want to ask, what was growing up like for you?
Thanks for having me. Growing up was fun for me, but also like serious too. So born and bred in Lagos, went to private schools, boarding house obviously, but also I'm sure a lot of people would resonate with this. My dad is from Ekiti, and anyone that knows an Ekiti parent, like, or people from Ekiti, they just have this penchant for knowledge. And I also like grew up to be someone that I would say I like to discover things. I don't care the genre of life that it is. I don't care, be it music, be it politics, be it reality TV show, be it anything, like, generally. So yeah, I just grew up. Went to boarding house. Uni was in Benin Republic. That was eventful too, and quite entrepreneurial too, because as early as like my primary school, secondary school, I was always like selling stuff. Anything that would make me get like extra money, financially like secure, it was just that for me. And I was also like into sports. I would not say I'm like an overachiever, because I don't like using that word. I wasn't also like a geek. I know my friends would say otherwise, or people that know me would say otherwise, but I played football, I played soccer, I ran, I have medals in my house, I went for competitions. But I was also like social too. I was also like balanced in that way too. But yeah, that was where it was like practically. Then uni was quite eventful too, because I scored in Benin Republic, picked up a little bit of French here and there. So yeah, that was just it.
That is very interesting. I never would have guessed that you were like into sports at all. So I love that you kind of gave me a little bit of background into that. And one of the very important reasons I wanted to have Fitila on, I believe that, you know, Fitila makes one of the best scented candles in Lagos, Nigeria. Oh my God, his candles are the best, believe me. Like, the one that I have, I took it to somewhere and the person begged me, say, Rafi, please just leave it for me. Just, that's how good it smells. But I was just curious, you know, like, because when people want to get into business in Nigeria, you think of going into fashion, you think of going into, I don't know, accessories. Scented candles is a whole nother kind of business on its own. So tell me, you said you've always done like, you know, a little bit of buying and selling here and there. What was your first business, and then how did you land on candles? Because I know that for work, right, you basically have a lot of experience in sales, IT, customer service. So was the entrepreneurial spirit that you had, did it inform what you picked in school, and how did you land on the candle business?
So I'm just going to draw a map. I studied international relations and diplomacy, came out like a second class upper. I've always had penchant for things like government related. Like when my friends need like details and stuff like that, I'm like their go-to person, or just gist on news about stuff or find out information. So let me just dip out like my entrepreneurial like spirit. So when I was in, I'll leave primary school after we just started with like secondary school. I used to like assist my mom in a shop, like office, like primary school and stuff like that. But secondary school, I remember that as early as like my GS1, I went to like a missionary school. But as early as GS1, my first term, GS1, I had a teacher that used to, you know, teachers who used to come to school with like petty stuff and sell. Then there's this meat that she used to fry and sell during break period, and also like milk. So then she used to sell them for like 10 naira or so. This is as early back as like 2005-ish. I remember that I used to pick up like 12 pieces, that's a dozen, for 100 naira from her. And I was a budding student, and I had this flair of like my people's relation skills, like I would like to say it's like impressive. And I'm bold. So I'll pick it up from her, then I'll sell to my students. And during break period then, like we have to go to boarding house master's house to queue to get our daily stipends that we get from them. It's always like 20 naira, 10 naira. So I was making the same amount break time or double of it, and it just grew from there. Then it grew to me having to send these students to buy stuff that I know that our boarding house students will probably need, that do not have that flair to like go outside. So these students would get it, I would collect and resell for boarding house students. So by as early as like GS3, I had seniors, I had my mates buying from me and the likes of it. That was where like the old, oh, I could actually make money from like my interpersonal relations with people and stuff like that. Immediately I was leaving secondary school, I just knew right at the back of my head that I didn't want to like have like structure my life in like that. Oh, I'm going to the uni, I'm waiting for like stipends from like my family. I started looking for jobs. I mean, I had my dad help me. The first two jobs I got, like my dad was like, nope, you're not doing this, I'm sitting at home. I started working as like, you know, the holiday jobs that you get with Nigerian cinemas.
Mm-hmm.
And then Silverbed Cinemas was like the go-to cinema then. And it was this December holiday job that I was meant to do. I'd written my post-UME, I'd written all of those things. I got the job. I knew I was going to work. I got the necessary outfits. That was meant to get. So this period I was like 16-ish. I wasn't 17 yet, I'm very sure. So, but just like an holiday job, less than 1 month, 16 to 17 years old. On the Monday I was meant to resume, I just told my dad. So remember that I've been asking my dad for permissions, because there was this very big, like supermarket, not supermarket, like it was a barbering saloon, mixed barbering saloon. It was just a huge building in my area that was built. And the person that was in charge, that's the owner, she came to my aunt and they were like, they want me to be the one. And my dad was like, nope, I'm not. My dad's very strict, like was like a very strict man.
Mm.
But you see, that's if I be born, I told myself that Omo, is either you revolt as early as possible or not. You know, like your boss will say, Bajara Egba, because obviously I saw my dad dealing with like my elder siblings, and I was like dealing, the way it was strict.
Mm.
So I'm not doing this again. Like, now you're not going to restrict, quote unquote, what you call restrict your airflow. You have to revolt a little. And so that morning, I just told my dad in Yoruba, like, a meeting of Michelle, like, where are you going? I said, so, please. He could not say no at that period. You know, it wasn't like, I got this place, can I go? It was, I am going to work. And that was where it picked up from. I did that for a bit. Then January, we had to stop. But after a while, I think I was retained. I don't know how that happened. I was retained, maybe because of the way they saw me. But it was a lot of, you are very young, I don't think you can do this. And it was a lot of me also like convincing that why not? Why can I not do it? I'm not yet like in the university. I can work. So I became a staff, no more like a part-time staff. So I worked in the cinema for like a year plus. I was earning salary now. So now I had money of my own. And Nigeria happened, like, I was meant to do pedigree in OAU. And I think I started pedigree, then I just stopped. My friend was schooling in Benin Republic. She was schooling in Benin Republic, and she just told me about a French school there that I could do my diploma before going to like the federal university there. So because I had my money, and because I know that my dad specifically had a direction for what he wanted like my studies to be like, because the average Nigerian parent, he must be a lawyer or a doctor. It was non-negotiable with my dad. So I had the money. I paid for my school fees. I only told my mom that this is it. I told my mom to like buy like 2 weeks prior, but this was when I had already paid. So I had all of this money with me. I settled everything, my school fees. I got an apartment, did all of that. So I just told my mom like 2 weeks before that, this is it. This is what I have done. And like a week before, I told my dad that, I gained admission to so school and I'm going. I also told them I work. So, but because of the relationship, I've been able to build at work. But whilst I was like in the cinemas, I was able to work in also like a lot of departments there. I worked in the concession stand, the box office, as a door executive. And yeah, so for like a period of time. So I was able to like come through like from working at the cinemas, like and from school during breaks, I was able to like hold the jobs back. Also for a period, there's like a shawarma stand with my aunt and milkshake. So shawarma, milkshake, and smoothie stand with my aunt. There was this break that I wasn't able to work at the cinemas. So instead of that, I was working at the shawarma stand. I was always just like, I needed like extra cash, making money for myself. But also whilst I was in school, I was buying stuff because like the currency was good. So I was buying shoes for my friends. So you see, they could be like knockoffs then, or then I just didn't even know what knockoffs were or copy or whatever. But I just knew that they had like a very big market where you were selling the Yeezys that you did not have yet in the Nigerian market. And even like female shoes, male shoes. And I was buying them for my friends and I was getting money. So I was doing that. I finished from school. So this was what got me into like the IT industry. So once I was working, once it was time for my IT placement, one of my customers or regular customers that come to watch movies at the cinemas, like we became close and it was, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm looking for IT placement. And I'm like, yeah, I can come and work for him. So the company is like a fiber optic network. They do IT solutions. It's just like CZT, Wi-Fi NG, but it's called SDM Networks. So I started working, I did my IT with them. I started as a like customer service support staff. After IT, I became a staff within two for like 7-8 months window period. Before like the NYSE period, I started getting shoes from Turkey, China, started selling real time. Whilst I was also doing 9-to-5 with my boss, but it never like interfered with like my work because I was always given like 100 every single time. After NYSE, I didn't spend up to 3 days after my NYSE before I was retained at my IT placement as an admin officer. And that was it. I said like IT support, working with like banks and factories. Like we had big clientele, controlling like at least more than 30 of them. Some relaying like access because we were also offering them like internet. We had like we were literally like the IT support for some of their banks and even depots and some other like big companies. So I was like the go-to guy. I was the customer support guy. I was also doing like an admin work. I was also working and then I'm like engineering. But because it is me, Sharon, I was like the go-to guy. So then COVID hit. But before COVID, one thing I had always like noticed, like if you ask any of my friends, there's something they always say, oh, you smell nice. I don't dabble with like smelling nice or personal hygiene. Like you cannot not smell nice. That's it for me. So when COVID hit, I had an aunt that was moving houses or during COVID. I was also into a lot of like DIYs. I was looking for like the perfect housewarming gifts for her. Then I was opening Instagram one day and Pinterest, and I stumbled on like candles, like on gifts. And I was like, oh, I don't have anything doing, like, why not? I did my investigation, started with 35,000 naira. I think 35 or 32,000 naira then. I cannot forget. This was in 2020, yes. So I bought my first self making kits. But also there was something that was very particular about it, was like, whilst I'm making candles, I don't want to do anything that is not like original, like handcrafted. I'm not subletting for like anyone to do for me. I want it at the best quality, also to be safe for the environment. I'm sure if you've gotten my wrappings, it always comes like a paper bag that you can reuse. You might not be able to do 100% safety, but at least I tried as much as possible to do 99% or at least 95%. If I can reduce as much as the non-negotiables, so I tried as much as possible to do that. So instead of paraffin wax, we use 100% soy wax. Sometimes we even use beeswax, and these are like the best wax for you because they purify the air. They do not contaminate the air like the others do, and they are 100%. So soy wax is gotten from 100% like soybeans, like, so it purifies your air. It is safe even for your animals and for the little ones at home. As far as you adhere to like all the rules of burning candles, so I started making candles. I made my first batch of candles, sent to my aunt as a gift, sent to my mom's friends. I started using at home. For like the next few months, I was just making candles for the fun of it, gifting people. And it became that I made my first batch of candles and I sold them. And the name Fitila actually itself, I was finding like a perfect name. I did my investigations. Yeah, I landed on Landlocks, St. Locks. Then there was a name, then Landlocks, and something Locksia. And I was like, again, I know a lot of brands just put Locks just for luxury, attach it to the name of their brand, and the product itself is not 100% or even 50%. It wasn't original to myself. So I went to church. Then there was this Shola listening song that was like Fitila Yotun or something like that. And I was like, ooh, that's a very nice name. What is the meaning of Fitila? Because I know Fitila is light. Fitila is light. Fitila is, people say it's Atukpa. Also, I checked like the Hausa meaning. It made sense because I went through a lot. I checked Greek mythology for candles, for scents, for names. It just didn't resonate with me until I landed on Fitila. So that was how Fitila was born. I had lots of designs. Everything was like 100% me. Do my first like branding by myself, did everything, self-taught. But also I can just say I've gotten candles from lots of brands. I've gotten, name them, in Lagos. I probably have gotten something from a lot of candle brands in Nigeria. And I can say like, yeah, I do a solid candle, like one of the best, if not the best in Nigeria, even in the world. Like, it's a bragging right.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I sound that alarm on like, yourself, please. Yeah, I agree. Like, your candles are definitely one of the best.
I buy candles a lot now, so I compare. It's not like comparison. I just check the properties, make sure what I'm doing is like 100% safety wise and everything wise too. That's it.
See, even the questions I would have asked, you already answered them already. I think that's a testament to how smart you are, and just like taking me through how you've hustled, looking for a university, paying for yourself, and just telling your parents, that's some ballsy ass move for a Nigerian child. And then the way that you've moved in terms of not always up and doing, trying to make sure that you have money for yourself and just making sure that you're able to take care of yourself. What would you say kind of inspired that need to always make sure that, you know what, I'm doing something, I'm getting some cash for myself?
There are some non-negotiables with me. I want to be able to also like afford things I want, I need. And there's also nothing wrong in having to like spoil yourself once in a while. And the people that you love and care about, that's family, friends. And I've always just been very entrepreneurial, and maybe never having to depend on anyone for basic needs. So I'll just say that's it.
That's definitely very interesting. Honestly, I like that. I mean, some people dream of the soft life, but they dream of other people sponsoring it. You want to work for that soft life, and that is just amazing. Now, to your brand, Fitila Candles, right? How long have you run the brand for? What would you say are some of the wins that you've had along the way running this brand?
Okay, so I would say I started officially early 2000, like middle 2001. Yeah, so 2001 would be the perfect time to say I really started the brand. Like, it started building up as like a brand. And I started thinking like very seriously. Some of my wins, so early on, I entered into like a competition. I entered into a competition like on Clubhouse. That's the funny thing. It was a 500,000 naira win. I was a nobody on Clubhouse. I was just this very gentle, quiet. And this was before like the old, I'm sure you're aware, like the old Clubhouse mayhem, saga. Yeah. It was a week. It was a week of having to like, or a few weeks I auditioned, I entered into it. That was like my first win, and I knew that like I actually hit like a jackpot like with this brand, and a lot of people resonated with the brand generally because it was like a week of having to do challenges, doing stuff on that same Clubhouse, and I won eventually after a while 500,000 naira, and that was how I was able to like, okay, yes, you have money to start something now. I injected it into the business. Also, it also helped me because it was COVID. I also did mention that after a period, I had to leave my job. There was something that happened at the workplace. I always talk about it. It was my boss removing 3,000 naira from my salary for eating Puff Puff during workplace. Don't worry, I'll send you the link to the Twitter thread. Yes. So I was like, nah, this was practically what chased me from 9 to 5. I do not hate 9 to 5. I love working, but I also like do not like cheating. Yes, then more wins, the brand started growing, new products, introducing new products, also like scaling. I'm very intentional with my brand. So whilst like I want to make money, I also don't want to do 1,000 pieces of this because I want 1,000 pieces to sell out. I'm also very intentional of doing my production like batches, like because they're handmade, and I've also like I have a huge clientele from the diaspora too, and that is like something to behold. It might not be a million people, but I have returning clients from the diaspora, and it's just this love and this bond that I've formed like clients that also told me, okay, yes, we are doing something. I mean, paid in foreign currency and having clients not go to Target or something to buy candles. Or there was a day I had a customer tell me that she mentioned names of like companies that you look for, like you hear like Bath and Body Works, and she mentioned like few names of candles. She's like, oh my god, Fitila, I'm almost running out of your products, and now I have to do it whilst the other batches come in. And this is someone that's gotten like 3-4 times for me now. So yeah, so those are like little wins and pop-ups, and you see people recognize you outside and they call you Fitila. Like, my name is Oluwaseun Akomolide. So, you know, I grew up with like a famous name, Akomolide. That's like a very huge name. And now I've also like created a name for myself, for my brand. So that is it. Those are like some things.
Those are definitely interesting wins, I have to say. I mean, when you have customers coming back to buy your products, that just tells you something. And yes, yeah, I agree. Those are really good wins. Absolutely. But I know that with this kind of business, especially in Nigeria, from when you started, also because you're very, very particular about using products that are not harmful to the environment, products that are environmental friendly. I'm thinking, how has it been adjusting to like prices of like raw materials, dealing with customers? What challenges have you had in the business?
Oh yes, those are like one of the biggest like challenges, because having to deal with because you're making environmental friendly candles, you also do not want to reduce like the quality of the product you are doing. First is going to be the economy of the country, because you cannot do price increment every time. You are not selling food. I mean, food, everybody eats food and that kind of thing. You are making products that are also like in seasonals, like sometimes they'll probably doing Valentine's, Mother's Day, Father's Day, season, like just seasonal product that you're selling. I think number one is going to be the exchange rate though. That's been a killing. Also having to work with distributors or having to work with honest people that will sell your product, because you might not have the biggest capital to buy directly from China. So many are even buying from other people. They might send in like substandard products for you just because, you know, the middleman policy and having people that like them. I also have the delivery. Majority of candles are sold in like breakable vessels. So you have that. You can bubble wrap your item. And so bubble wrap might be like the only thing that has to do with nylon that I work with. And I also have some environmental friendly like wraps, but they are candles. So once you are sending them, they become heavier, increase overhead cost and makes your products more like expensive. So whilst you also want to bring out like the best stuff and products you are using, and working with artisans too can be very frustrating. I joke with my customer and I say, even when you bubble wrap your packages with the best plate of righteousness, your package can actually get to your customer and you hear that they came in broken. I have one or two, and how did this happen? It's the rider, because even you hear your customer story that it took me 15, 20 minutes to unwrap this package. So we have that, but I've also been able to curb it now. Like I found like the perfect solution for it to work. And so that, especially since you're sending your packages outside. But the number one problem is the economy of the country. And yeah, we just hope like the government would definitely like help us curb all of this. We have businesses that have had to like stop because of the growing disparity like in the exchange rates. So yeah.
Thank you so much. I remember earlier spoke about like also the high increase in like delivery fees, how that is kind of a little bit discouraging, both for you as a business owner and also customers as well.
Yes, yes. As a business owner, I've had to like pay part of like delivery fee now, because you can have someone buy products from you for 15,000 and you're hearing that their delivery fee is 4,000. I mean, I wouldn't like, as a consumer myself, I will be taken aback a little bit. And these are things that should not even happen. But because of the constraint that you're in, because of the price of the petrol and all of these things, you know now we sell products that these are things that you cannot run away from, especially if you know the fragile items. Like you cannot load lots of orders together and now send, because they are fragile items. These are part of the challenges that we are facing, but I've also like tried to like curb it. My ways that I personally have tried to like curb it is, nowadays I only do the small, probably like the smallest candles. I only sell them during pop-ups. So before I used to have candles of 3,000 Naira and co. Now our minimal price is 8,500. But also working with like logistic companies that are well trained in taking like fragile items and getting the best rates that would profit both seller and like consumer too. Like that's like the breakpoint for me too. Yeah,
that's really good, because honestly, I'm not even gonna lie, half the time that's the reason why I don't be buying things from people on Instagram, because I won't buy something. Your delivery is a little bit almost close to what I want to buy. It's like, what am I doing to myself, you know? I'm glad that you've been able to find a way to like manage that. I wanted to also ask you, right, when it comes to going into this candle making business, what is like the minimum amount in terms of like capital that someone needs to have? And most importantly, what are like your three tips that somebody needs to have at the back of their mind in order to be able to be successful in this business?
Yes. So I'm glad you asked this question, because I know a lot of people have reached out to me. They want me to start a masterclass. And the reason why I've not actually had one yet is because like I love when things are done right and all of those things. So very, 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 very soon I'm going to have one. But also like as low as 50,000, to be very honest. Once you have a candle making kit, the basic candle making kit will have a minimal like gram of like wax for you to use. You have fragrance oils to choose from. You have at least 3 to 6 small tin jars to start from. I'm assured that you can start. I also create like candle making private class like dates for like if you like this beautiful couple that I did sometime last year and also this year. I was able to create like candle making kits for less than 50,000 Naira each for the two of them. So I would say even with as low as 50,000 Naira, you can start a candle making business, or even as something that you want to do, or like a hobby or something. Also, like three non-negotiables, three things. So one, you have to know your market. You have to know your market, do your market research. Make sure that your market research is very, very solid. Don't think because a certain brand is selling candles that you also want to start selling candles. It doesn't work like that. You have to do enough market research. Who are your customers? Who are the people you want to sell to? When I wanted to start personally for myself, I was thinking, oh, everyone wants to start selling candles now. Even now, more people have gone into like candle making. And that's just it. So do your market research. Number two is your pricing. Like, your pricing is very important. So just make sure you check pricing. Number three is what I used to say, like, do not negotiate the quality of your product. My tagline for my business is elevating your subconscious. But also, one thing that I have also noticed is that every customer that buys from me, there's something they always talk about, like this, like they see the heart and that you have put into your product, right? They can tell that this was handmade. I do private labeling for like establishment, for like companies and stuff like that. I'm not saying you should not do that, but I'm saying even when you are doing this, let your heart show in what you are selling to your customers. Do not negotiate the quality of your products. Do not boycott on like quality materials to use. I love that. So yeah, those three are very important. There are more, but take those three, like, yeah, religiously, judiciously.
I mean, if you give them everything, what would they learn in the masterclass? But I really like where you said, don't negotiate the quality of your product, because if you don't have a quality product, I think your business is as good as dead on arrival, because yeah, you might sell a lot at one point, but people will not be coming back. And the soul of a business is to have returning customers, even bring more customers for you at the end of the day. So yeah, I really like that one that you said. So finally, my question is, you've done so well with the business. You won a grant on Clubhouse. You put yourself out there in terms of learning, in terms of trying to refine your skills and all of that. What are some things that you look forward to doing for the business in the future?
Yes, thank you for this question. I know a lot of people are going to be on my ass for this. The next thing, I'm currently building a website. I know a lot of people are shouting, when? It's not quite easy. So websites is the next thing on my agenda. Just for seamless order, I think we are now going to like the point where a website needs to like come up. And another thing is, I'm also very like conscious about scaling. So scaling means like I'm introducing diffusers to diffusers to clients and customers, and I've not just launched them yet. So yeah, that just have like synergy. I'm introducing like new products. I have diffusers. I have trinket trays. I'm sure a lot of you have been getting trinket trays as early back as March. These are things that I have currently that I've started making, but I've not like launched. So I just want to launch them when we have like a website. People have been buying under G and like Nigerian language. So yeah, we have that. And I want to also break into more countries. Permit me to say, I know my candles have presence, like Fitila candles have presence in over at least 7 countries. We have, even in Nigeria, we've done a lot of states, but even generally, we've done 3 to 4 African countries. We've done UK, we are doing UK, we are doing US, we are doing Canada, we are doing France. I've done once within Iceland. I know there are some countries that I'm not mentioning. Yeah, I think we've done 9. I think I can mention, like, I know that was 9. The last time I counted with a few friends, 7 to 9 countries. I want to be able to break into like more countries, let's say 20 countries in general, and our first physical store very like soon. So yeah, those are like the plans for the nearest future for Fitila Candles.
That is very interesting. I look forward to, you know, like the physical store, the masterclass thing that you've spoken about, the website as well. Honestly, since you already have like international clients, I'm sure the website will be so easy for them. And 9 countries, and the brand just like became fully fledged in like 2021. You've really, really done amazing for yourself. And I have completely enjoyed having you on here for this episode of the podcast. I'm so super, super, super grateful. Honestly, I'm going to put Fitila Candles, his page on Instagram, which is where you can order via right now. For now, I'm going to put it there. Even just looking at his page, you can legit smell those candles. And I love the very interesting, funny memes that he gives to his candles. You know, like, I really like that. I love how very playful and interesting the memes are. And I also love how very original the memes are as well. I love when Nigerian businesses try to stay very Nigerian in the way that they name their products. And Fetila does that really, really well. And I like that. And like I said, his candles are one of the best. They're environmental friendly. They're very nice. I'm very allergic to strong smells, but Fetila candles is so easy. It's very mild. But yet, somebody's going to go and say, what's that smell? And I can't wait for those diffusers as well, because I've struggled in finding the right thing. Like, I go to the store today, I find this diffuser. I go tomorrow, that one's not there. I buy another one. Like, I want my house to have a particular smell. And having to buy a different diffuser every time is not giving me that. So I cannot wait for you to start that diffuser stuff, like officially launch it open and all of that. Thank you so much for being here. I've really enjoyed having you on. I don't know if there's anything else you want to add before we wrap up for this episode.
Yes. Thank you for having me to that candles. Another thing I want to also mention is I've also like enjoyed doing with my brand that I used to hope that people offer is we do customized like scents, custom blends for clients, and I name them after like anything you want me to name them. Like, so because you spoke about a signature scent that you want your house to have, just make me remember. I do that a lot. I'm sure if you go through my products, you see some candle pictures with like names that I named after like certain like customers. These are things that I do a lot too. And also just because like it's Queen Rafi and we love Rafi so much, anyone that is listening to this, once you want to get candles from us, just slide in our DM for now and just mention Queen Rafi. You're coming from like the podcast, you get a discount. You get up to 20% discount for buying like your candles from us. So yes, thank you for having Fetila Candles, Rafi. Yeah, that's
That made me feel so special. 20% is a lot. I see. I go this day after I publish the episode, and definitely 20%. The holidays are coming in. Please don't let your house be smelling like chicken or like goat meat or something. Let people come in and feel really nice. You know, let them be able to ask you that for the first time your house is not smelling like onions. Get those candles. 20% off. For anybody coming in,
yes, up to 20,
depending on how much. So it could be one, it could be two, it could be three, it could be five, depending on how much you are spending. So spend more so you can get more discounts. Thank you so much for being here. I really enjoyed you. Thank you so much for the discount as well. I really do hope that people take advantage of that.
I'm sure like some of my friends like will come and listen to this when it is out. So yes, listen to Rafi's podcast. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. I have no doubt in my mind that you enjoyed listening to that conversation that I had with Fetila. I'm going to also have the link to the story about how he ended up leaving 9 to 5. He documented that like on a Twitter thread, the toxic work environment. The link is there. I know you want that gist. I know. So just click on that Twitter thread and go ahead and read up that story for yourself. Okay. And as you heard him say, you can get up to 20% discount if you buy from Fetila Candles and you mention that you are coming from Queen Rafi Space Podcast. This is the festive season. You can get candles for your family and friends as gifts. You can never ever go wrong with candles, honestly. And in case you're worried, what about the environment? Fetila makes candles that are absolutely great for the environment. And I can testify to that. I have his candles and they're amazing. And he has, I think, a couple of packages out there right now. So go buy those candles for your friends, for your family, for your lover, for your enemy, and even for your own house. Like I said, it's, you know, festive season. Don't allow your house to be smelling like onions. Thank you so much for listening. And you can even buy it for me. My birthday just passed. You can tell Fetila to, he has the deeds. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Till I see you again in 2024. With interviews with really amazing people that you can learn from, I would say have yourself a fantastic day ahead. Thanks for listening.